Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Senate leadership drafts letter about good behavior or be removed. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The upcoming legislative session begins on a contentious note for some. State Senate President-elect Ogden Driscoll asked all of the Joint Standing Committee chairmen to sign pre-written resignation letters to him. Driscoll says the purpose of the letters is to improve the overall decorum in the Senate, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Driscoll believes the tone between legislators isn't good and hopes to help things go smoother than the 2022 budget session. I'm not going to tolerate people that badmouth members of the legislature, past or present, said Driscoll. I don't believe there's ever going to be a need to use them. People call them blackmail or whatever. I call them an ultimate level of support for my people. They have faith that I'm not going to do the wrong thing to them unjustly. After an investigation by the Wyoming Highway Patrol was launched last session into the alleged death threat by one representative to another, Driscoll wants to see respect come back and to bring the temperature down. Senator Anthony Bouchard of Cheyenne was also stripped of his committee positions during the last session. Bouchard was also asked to sign the letter but refused. I told him, I'm not going to sign that letter. I don't work for the pleasure of you. I work for the pleasure of the people, Bouchard told Driscoll. He was also restored to the Labor, Health, and Social Services Committee for the upcoming session despite refusing to sign the letter, according to Cowboy State Daily News. Gillette Senator Troy McEwen said he wasn't asked to sign the letter. Last fall, McEwen received a negative response from his statements about the use of bayonets against people who would enforce the COVID-19 regulations on citizens. He also said he thinks the letter sets a precedent by taking the power away from the voters, according to McEwen. Driscoll said the letters don't hold any legal standing, but are more symbolic in nature. It's more of a public perception. Wyoming SBDC holds free webinars in December. An online training through the Wyoming Small Business Development Center will explore business credit and funding opportunities to set your business up for success. Main themes include what is business credit, what do banks require, how to explore funding opportunities, and how to review a personal finance statement and complete it. The free webinar is December 7th from 11 a.m. to noon. A situational awareness and threat detection for business leaders webinar is also going to be held by the Wyoming Business Development Center. It will outline the basic principles and concepts of identifying pre-incident indicators of violence in the workplace, crisis decision-making, and how to decide on actions to avoid, deter, or mitigate violence will also be discussed. The free webinar is Thursday, December 8th from 2 to 3 p.m. To learn more, contact PJ Burns at 307-682-5232 or visit wyomingsbdc.org to register. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.